accept the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted. And when I grow up, I'm gonna look up from my phone and see my life. And it's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave. Then it's a dorm room like a hedge maze. And when I find you, you touch my leg and I insist. But I wake up before we do it. I don't know how, but I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. Over my liver, she told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want.
Alrighty, hello lovely people, good morning, this is Nina, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're also here with Aiden.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I think it's this mic. I think they both work though, try that.
Double mic.
No, I think it's just three. Okay. Let's see. Can we hear mine nice and good? Yeah, we can. Oh, amazing. So we're starting off the morning relaxing. A joyful morning for a sunny, joyful day. We've had a lot of good sunny days.
We really have.
For this radio show, which is lovely for me and lovely for you guys.
Makes your ears smile.
It truly does. I hope all these songs make your ears smile. This is a bit more of a relaxing first few songs. Just to get your day started right and to get it started nice.
You've even like adjusted the timbre of your voice to sound soothing and relaxed.
What can I say? I'm a pro at the job.
It kind of reminds me of when I was in high school, like I'd come back from my late night hockey games and my dad would put on NPR and there was always this jazz station playing and the guy had the smoothest voice ever. He was like, up next is a Chick Corea tune. It just made you want to fall asleep.
Yeah, so I feel like these songs are songs that do kind of lull you into a nice calm state, so get excited. And then we also have...
But like low-key excited.
But like... chill.
Yeah.
And then Aiden just cued some wild ones, so we'll have some of those vibes. And then we'll probably finish it off with just a random mix of some Smiling Ears history. I love to do I've recently been listening to Smiling Ears and just letting it play. It has like 200 songs that Aiden recently made me realize, so it's just super fun and it's such a wide mix of things. So I've just been shuffling it, and anyone can listen to it. It's on Spotify if you have any interest. But yeah, so I might just shuffle that at the end and see what we get. Just have a fun little show.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah. So that was Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. Got me through some tough times. And next is a song by an artist that I love, Lizzie McAlpine. She has the most gorgeous voice. And the song is To the Mountains. So if you just need like a deep breath, maybe be in some nature and just put her on, you will truly be at peace. Anyway, that's my little spiel. Anything else, Aiden?
Nope.
Fantastic.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. And here we go.
Oh, I'm headed to the mountains. I'll be back in a week or two. Don't you try to reach me, 'cause I won't pick up for you. I've got some things I need to do.
Thank you. got something better, yes I do. All the precious metals are just roses without petals next to you. Cause you're my jewel. Something better, yes I do. And all the precious metals are just roses without petals next to you. Cause you're my jewels. You're my jewels. The only pearls that drew me were your eyes. When they looked right through me, shook me and it moved me. Something in my heart then crystallized. Diamonds are forever. Well, I got something better, yes I do. And all the precious metals are just roses without petals next to you.
That song and the other one, they are both gorgeous and
so
I love
beautiful
them. And they make me feel very calm and happy. And Aiden brought up the lovely question that we're now going to discuss, which is what is a place that makes you feel at peace?
What's your answer, Nina? Tell us, we want to know.
Yep, you brought up the question.
And that's so. A great point. I've definitely told you this before. Mm, but
tell me again.
For the audience.
For the audience. For the bit.
My grandparents live on this, like, on a house on a river in New Hampshire. And it's just, like, so... We'd always used to have, like, family reunions there. And we'd always go and, like, swim in the river and just hang out on their lawn. And it was, like, a very peaceful, comforting, lovely time, and it still makes me feel that way to this day.
Aww, I want to clap. That was lovely.
Oh, thanks.
I feel like, I mean, I've obviously been there and it is so pretty, and I do feel like nature and the river and all that type of stuff just really gets you sometimes.
Yeah, and the ocean.
Yeah, I do feel like, especially going to summer camp, I feel like this is such a summer camp thing. And going, like, in Canada where there's just really nothing around, I always am finding peace in those types of situations, like on a lake or on a mountain or something like that, where you're just, like, fully in your own space. And it's, like, this type of day, a little bit cold, like a fall day, and you're just doing your thing and looking at some pretty scenery. I don't know. To me, that always feels like kind of the best place ever.
Yeah, it's just, it's so crazy how, like, especially how we live in a city for most of our lives, And then, like, you go out somewhere where it's, like, truly wilderness, and it almost, like, changes your brain chemistry.
Like, yeah, it does feel interesting because it's, like, I feel that, especially for me with nature, you could really go to any nature. I think a lot of places, like, they have a specific meaning for you because of all your memories. And I feel like nature and that, like, you know, the mountains, the lake, whatever, is kind of universal. Like, you can feel that same feeling of peace at any of those locations, kind of, which is really amazing.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to go to Yellowstone to feel that way.
Totally.
Like, you don't go, like, I don't know, there's this little, like, salt pond that's, like, tucked behind some random restaurant on the coast of Rhode Island that Alden takes me and our friends fishing a lot, and it's just so pretty and peaceful.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It doesn't have to take, it doesn't take much, and it can be anywhere, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting. I feel like nature really does call to a lot of people. Maybe I'm just saying that because I've experienced it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, and it's a pretty privileged thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone gets the experience, gets the, like, opportunity to go out into nature and experience that.
Yeah. It is 100%, and I also... But what I will say is I think, like, if you have a car and you live in that area, like, it is one of those things where oftentimes you can find something, which is nice.
Yeah.
Like, maybe to find the best parts of nature, it's really difficult and you have to think about it a lot, but I think it is also pretty ubiquitous in that most places, unless you're in a really urban area and have no way to get out of the urban area. I think that's really the experience where it's hardest, but I feel like a lot of people have some way to get somewhere close to something that kind of evoke that feeling, you know what I mean?
Mondo P.
Even if it's like being in a park in New York, it's still just something,
like going
a little greenery. Yeah, exactly.
Changes your whole mindset.
Yeah, no, it's so peaceful. Yeah, and beach walks also, as you were saying, I feel like beach walks are so good in terms of mind clearing vibes.
Yeah, and I just like, when I'm by the ocean, like, I want to go jump in the water any chance I get.
Yeah, no, Aiden has an addiction with jumping in the water. I don't even, like, know what is going on with him. But, like, we went on a trip, and it was just, like, he needed to jump in the ocean. I don't know what it was, but he just needed to jump in the ocean. It was very funny.
So peaceful. So relaxing.
Well, that's just hilarious because it's so cold, like 90% of the time, and it just shocks me that that's the thing that you want to do. You're like, I need to jump in this freezing cold water or else I'll die. And I'm like, if I jump in that freezing cold water, I'll die.
What a paradox.
What a struggle.
What a dilemma.
Yeah. A good dilemma to have.
So true. You can watch me.
She's always so cold, but yeah. No, yeah. One time I surfed, that was in the water.
Wow.
So there we go.
Good for you.
So I've been in the water a few times. I go swimming.
I know how to swim. I totally know how to swim.
Yeah, no, guys, I know how to swim. No, I actually do. No, like, for real.
Have you ever seen you swim?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I totally have.
Freaking dunce. But, yeah.
So what we got next on the docket?
What do we got next on the docket? Sometimes I get a little distracted and I forget that it's not just a Nina talking show. And then it's actually also a music show. We got some calm vibes next. We have At Least I'm Pretty by Harriet. Also an amazing voice. Kind of similar to Lizzie McAlpine. That cannot be her real name. She has a song called To the Mountains, and her name is McAlpine. No chance.
Yeah, wait, that there's. I don't think
it's gotta
that's
be
like
fake.
That's not a real Irish name. I don't think there's anyone named McAlpine.
Yeah, that seems like a lie. But now I'm kind of curious. Maybe we'll look it up on the next break.
So true.
Anyways, listen up, folks. Got some tunes, throwing them your way. Hope they make your ears smile. Goodbye.
Smoking, but that's a lie. that you'll be there for me. For me. Cause this story's about to breathe.
Now onto an insane vibe switch. Like our voices, these songs will also change.
We had to interject real quick. We couldn't go from that to a Georgia Smith Afrobeat song without a little transitionary period.
Could not force your ears to be subjected to those two things back to back. That
would make your ears frown.
That would make your ears the opposite of smell. Yeah, good frown. They'd make your ears absolutely grimace in fear. Grimace. That's a good word. That's a word that sounds like what it means. Grimace.
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 Woo. Then moist. Yeah. Everyone hates on the word moist. God. I like the word moist. I
feel like moist is a gross word. No, like hot take. Strong take.
It's like the perfect word. Like it's exactly what it sounds like. It's moist.
Okay, true. But you know what this is making me think of? We should do a segment on words that sound like exactly what they're supposed to sound like, because how fun would that be?
That would be so sick.
On a radio show.
And we could enunciate them.
Yeah. Do our mouths really close to the mic.
Moist.
We should do some ASMR.
Just turn up the gain to 1,000,000 and like... make little
What's
clicks
the
and
gain?
The volume, basically.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's hit him with some George Smith.
Sick! Listen up, listeners.
This beat ain't normal.
I didn't call you no dancer. I said we can call you someone. Yeah, you leave me no choice, so. Very soon I'll go up here for your dumb mark. And you had that tight dress on when I saw you last night at the club. Even though I had my dark shades on, I was looking at you all night long. I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh no, why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come body. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go green. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can come out too. You can come out too. Don't be smarting, cause something I've been wanting. I might just drunk or something. I'm rapping, loving, 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 loving like a monkey. A junkie for your loving. I must be high or something. Whenever it doesn't really matter, because I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh no, why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come body. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go green. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can come at you. Oh, you can come at you.
I'd feel it, if I did not be without you. I can't tell you this kind of so much. I can't tell you what's lies anymore. You was trying for me, playing with you. Maybe you're junk, or maybe I'm too. Maybe you're a sufferer, a soldier, killer of your own heart. If you treat me kinda, kept me close, but we'll be still apart. Isn't easy with me. Drink it just to loosen myself up from what I can and shouldn't be. But now I'm in the middle of the street.
How did I ever let you leave? I don't know. Why did I drink this Hennessy?
Girl, I don't know what come over me. Girl, I just want to make me come party. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My God, you know, go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can't come back to you. You can't come back to you.
Thank you.
Alrighty, folks, it's that time. Aiden has left. And also, that was an Aiden suggestion. We got a few more Aiden suggestions. 3 to be exact. Money Over Love, Dreams, and Can't Take My Eyes Off You. I think I knew maybe one, so this will be awesome. And also, additionally, I'm going to be classically using or reading a book for the second half, so it'll mostly just be music. But I thought it'd be super fun. I'm starting a new book. Well, I'm a couple pages in because I started a little while ago, but I'm restarting it, and it's a New York Times bestseller, like The Silent Patient I was reading before. It was recommended to me by my mom, and it's called The Paper Palace, and I thought it'd be really fun to just read the back for you guys in case I can give you a book suggestion for the future. So, here we go. This is the back. "This house, this place knows all my secrets." That's a quote. It is a perfect August morning when Elle Bishop awakens in the backwoods Cape Cod cabin where her family has spent every summer for generations. But this morning is different. Last night, Elle and her oldest friend had a secret, passionate encounter outside in the darkness while their spouses chatted away inside. Now Elle will have to decide between the world she has made with her much-loved husband Peter and the life she has always imagined would be hers with her childhood love Jonas, if a tragic event had not forever changed the course of their lives. Spellbinding and surprising, The Paper Palace unfolds over 24 hours and across 50 years as decades of family legacies, love, lies, secrets, and one unspeakable childhood incident lead Elle to the precipice of a life-changing decision. Wow. Sounds awesome. And it's by Miranda Cawley Heller, I want to say? Cawley Heller? Anyway, sounds pretty good. Maybe I'll read an excerpt at some point if I find anything good. But yeah, we're going to listen to Money Over Love by Bilal featuring Kendrick Lamar. So enjoy. And here we go.
Never. talking and jiving, wasting my time, and I say, never. Ever again, we never be friends. You can bet your bottom dollar, bitch, you'll never mistreat my kindness. I say, never. You can pretend it while I defend every comment that's on this corner. You wanna sleep in designer, don't ya? I comprehend it, then I resent the potential being together forever. That's what you promised on me. Never. Fuck Mr. Cupid, put that vagina on me.
I don't wanna love until I can't afford it.
Okay.
It's okay.
Oh, pretty baby. Don't to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Alrighty, those were some fantastic wrecks by Aiden. And now we're just gonna take a walk down memory lane with a shuffled set of songs from Smiling Ears. So this might be a very random mix because we got a lot of genres, a lot of different vibes. But you've heard them before and you'll hear them again and hopefully you'll love it. So yeah, a walk down memory lane with Smiling Ears radio station for the next 15 minutes, and then I'll see you guys next week. Here we go.
Hit me with your eyes, ain't no compromising. We've been trying to fix two people who don't need fixing. It's a tiebreaker, hands are tied, baby. Blowing up just like the 4th of July. We'll lose forever.
Folks, a quick little PSA. Numbers to think about: worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans, accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion actually spent in the U.S. on healthcare. That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical cost of 0.25%. That's one quarter of 1% of the planet's population. Numbers to Think About from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Awesome. Thanks for that PSA. And just the last little... I don't even know what I was going to say. This is Nina, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've loved listening to some of these old tunes, and I'm going to finish us off with one last song, Atlantic City by The Band. It always makes me want to sing. So I hope it makes your ears smile. Hope you have an amazing week, and I will see you next week.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on a promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job and I put my money away, but I got the kind of debt that no honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Now our luck may have died and our love may be cold, but with you forever I'll stay. Job, but it's hard to